Iqembu leZimbabwe liqale ukuchaya ibhola labuthelela amaranzi afika phose amakhulu amabili 199 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abahlanu, kuthi iqembu lePapua New Guinea seliphendula lenelisa amaranzi angu 172 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayi-92. Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNeshi Mgogwera obephakathi enkundleni yeQueen's Sports Club uthi kuyajabulisa ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe liza kuyancintisa lamanye amazwe kwimidlalo yezizwe zomhlaba.
Kade benze amaranzi amaningi kakhulu afika 199 ukuba kutournament yona le ingabo kuqala kubana befike khona phana, okutshengisela ukuthi iZimbabwe hayi itshengisele ukuthi ibilokhu iziba ngcono ngemidlalo ngokuhamba kwemidlalo, njalo kutshengisela ukuthi ikusasa leZimbabwe lihle kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi ukuyenelisa kwabo ukuthi bengene kufinal kusho ukuthi sebekhwalifayile phela kuma-World Cup e-Australia, okuba kuyinto enhle njalo okuyayenza ukuthi umdlalo wekhrikethi weZimbabwe kuma-T20 lawo ube lizinga laphezulu.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lizadibana leNetherlands ngensonto kudingwa intshantshu ze-ICC Men's T20 World Cup Qualifier ngemva kokuba iqembu leNetherlands linqobele United States of America ngama-wickets ayisikhombisa emdlalweni oqhutshelwe eBulawayo Athletic Club. Sikhangele umdlalo wenguqu, imidlalo yesigaba seCasablanca Premier Soccer League ingena kuviki yamachumi amabili lanye kulimpela viki, njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Kumidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu leZBC Kariba lizadibana leCranbourne Bullets ngaseNyamunga, iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leTenex ngaseBarber Fields, iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars lizancikilana leCapes United ngaseBaobab, iqembu leHarare City lizadlala leTriangle ngaseNational Sports Stadium, iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizadlala leRentals ngaseVenkere, kuthi iqembu leWawa lizemukela eleHighlanders ngaseAscott. Ngesonto iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizadlala pana lele Chicken Inn ngaseLuveve, iqembu leDynamos lizadibana lele FC Platinum ngaseNational Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadlala lele Yada ngaseVenkere. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.